B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Adam Schefter from ESPN. Good morning, Mr. Adam Schefter, sir.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, guys. Good morning, Philly. Everybody all right this morning?
We're feeling good. We're feeling good today. Let me just start off by saying this, Adam, before we move on to the football conversation. I know that today, yeah, September 11th, is a day that is very important to you and your family. Yeah. And I just want to let you know, of all the people that were involved in the horrid day that was back in 2001, you guys are certainly in my thoughts and prayers today.
Well, I appreciate saying that, and obviously, you know, it's hardly just our family, but it's everybody that was affected by it. The whole country was affected by that. Everybody was affected by that day. It's just how much and in what ways. And, you know, my family happened to be affected by it in a hugely significant way, life-changing ways. Mm-hmm. And so our thoughts are with everybody in the entire country. It's just, the day is such a strange, surreal, somber day. It always will be. It never will change. It will always be that way. And I appreciate the sentiments. Thank you.
Absolutely. And if people want to explore further, you wrote a phenomenal book, The Man I Never Met, and you have that actually pinned on your Twitter account, which is obviously very popular. Yeah. People can look at that and get more information there. And again, thoughts and prayers to everybody in your family, my man. You're very welcome. Well-deserved. But the story that has come out over the last 24 hours, go figure, is about Antonio Brown for totally different reasons. Adam, in this story that's also out on ESPN, and I know people have been talking about it, what is your reaction to the story coming out?
You know, first of all, ESPN did not make an announcement on Sunday, nor should it have. Mm-hmm. But it changed my title on Sunday from NFL Insider to Senior NFL Insider, which makes Mort a very senior insider. But what they should have changed my title to was Antonio Brown Report. Like, it's become a full-time beat. It's like the other teams don't matter.
Right.
Nothing else in the league exists. And this guy has completely hijacked the NFL's 100th season. Who would have thought that? Honestly, I've never seen one player command more headlines over the course of a season. I mean, you could think of other examples, unflattering ones, that also would be in the discussion. But there's nobody that has attracted the attention quite like Antonio Brown for this long a period. And it's incredible how it just keeps going on. And every time you think that it's going to be behind us, like, okay, he signs with New England Saturday. You think a level of normalcy has returned. He has not posted on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, anything since he signed with New England. He's clearly conforming to the Patriot way. And then, lo and behold, his former trainer, his friend, files a civil lawsuit in the state of Florida yesterday alleging that Antonio Brown sexually assaulted her on three separate occasions in 2016 and 17. Now, again, there are a lot of questions that come up when this happens. And I can clear up some, but not others. Number one, I think Antonio Brown did know this was coming because he was communicating with people about this woman. I have the text messages from the weekend when I was told about it, but I never expected it to be turned into a lawsuit. I don't think the Patriots knew about it when they signed Antonio Brown. And so they are trying to figure out how to best handle that situation now. And I think that the Patriots have basically turned it over to the NFL and basically said to the NFL, you take this and we'll figure out what to do from there. And so that's what's going on there for the time being. Mm-hmm. And we'll see how that develops.
Speaking with Adam Schefter, any reason to believe or maybe even rule out? Do you think that Antonio Brown will wind up on the exempt list?
It's a very good question. It was brought up to me last night. Somebody said that would be a logical course of action for the commissioner to take in this particular instance. Another person told me it was premature to say that at this particular point in time. I think it could happen. I don't know that the league has discussed it. I think, like I said, the Patriots have basically handed it off to the NFL and said, you handle. And one way for the league to handle it until it has more information and more in its investigation would be to say, we're placing him on the commissioner exempt list. But again, we'll see whether or not the league goes ahead and does something like that. I don't know whether it be today or in the coming days or what. I think we're a little bit in uncertain territory. The guy's supposed to be out there for his first practice today. By all indications, I think he's still going to be out there unless something changes. And if he's out there today for practice, my guess would be that he's out there Sunday playing against the Dolphins, but I don't even know that that's a sure thing because, as we've seen time and time again with Antonio Brown, the circumstances and situation change very quickly and new facts continue to emerge surrounding him.
Now, the other thing with Antonio Brown, though, is really more so with the NFL, and we've talked about this before, trying to get out of the investigating business. So is this something that just, I guess it would be exempt list while he gets evaluated or while he's investigated, or is this something that you think they'll allow him to at least, I don't know, stay in the league during the process?
Well, again, these are the decisions that the NFL is. I don't know what they're going to decide.
Okay.
It happened last night. You know, the Patriots are having meetings, discussions. I'm sure the NFL is. I texted the league. The league has not responded to me yet from last night. So obviously the league is trying to figure out what to do. And again, I think this brings up the point that has been brought up before and should be brought up again. You know, somehow the league has allowed itself to get into this situation where all of a sudden it's in charge of investigations. And the National Football League has become the National Investigations League. Now, I don't know why and when that's happened, but, you know, when the NFL is sitting down to do the next round of CBA talks, to me, the NFL should not be in this business. It should be police business, legal business. And in this particular case, this woman never even went to police. Filed a civil lawsuit. So, again, I think people have some questions about how that happened and why that happened.
Shefty, I'm of the feeling that the NFL as an organization needs to just now, and maybe it's for the best for Antonio Brown also, to separate themselves. Maybe the exempt list is the only way they can do that. But how do you feel about that? That maybe Antonio Brown, as a person, with all of these things that have happened over the last few months, needs to find himself as a person, take away the football. The organization of football needs to take themselves away from him. Roger Goodell needs to do that. Is the exempt list the only way to do that? Do you think they should?
Well, but okay, if it is the exempt list, right? Like, okay, so let's just say he's on the exempt list. I'm making this up for 2 weeks. What's going to change? So what's going to change in 2 weeks? What's different?
Like, how long can they, real quick, how long can they do the exempt list for?
Whatever they can do for the season if they want.
Well, that's where I'm going. Like, do you think, you said 2 weeks, what's that going to do? Does a whole season maybe do something? Does it make Antonio Brown, does it help make Antonio Brown see the error of his ways or get him whole again and get the NFL rid of this black mark that's hanging over their head?
You know, Bob, I think you're coming up with just a blanket solution to something that we just don't have enough information on.
Okay.
Like, how do we know that by banishing him for the season or a month, that's going to do anything to change the way he thinks or operates? And by the way, does he even need to change the way he needs to think and operate? How do we know that? I mean, we're watching this, and I think everybody's got concerns about him and is disturbed, and you say this is not the way a regular person acts, certainly. But, I mean, I don't know. You know, does taking 2 weeks off, a month off, does that change the way this guy thinks and operates? I have no idea. You know, does that solve it? I have no idea. Is that the solution? I don't know.
Adam, we're speaking with Adam Schefter, ESPN. Last thing for you regarding Antonio Brown, and even before these allegations came out, this civil suit came out, are you of any, you in the school at all, that there's a conspiracy here where he was finagling his way out of Pittsburgh through Oakland just to get to New England?
No, I mean, that is completely paranoid and ridiculous conspiracy. But let me say this. Did he want to go to New England last March?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Did New England want him? Yes. Did they plan this whole thing where, okay, you know, we'll have the Raiders trade for you, and you act, and you go burn your feet in a cryotherapy chamber, and then find a helmet that doesn't fit and complain about that, and then arrive in training camp in a hot air balloon. Like, no. No. Okay? He went to Oakland to go to Oakland, separate from New England, and it didn't work out. It didn't come close to working out. Now, do I believe at some point in the last week or two that he had the idea, you know what, maybe I could wind up in New England? I'm sure he did, okay? I'm sure that idea occurred to him, and I think his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, knew of the Patriots' interest before and probably assumed that maybe they would be interested again. And so, you know, at some point later this summer, I'm sure the idea dawned on Drew and Antonio that maybe he could wind up back in New England. But no, I don't think that this plan was hatched, that he's going to go to Oakland so he can make his way back to New England. I don't think that.
Adam Schefter, always great talking to you again. Thoughts and prayers with you and your family on today, and we'll talk to you next week, my friend.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate having me. Have a great day. We'll talk next week.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.